Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, Emma.
Hi, I'm a veterinarian from Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I run a service called My Best Friend. And I actually provide, in response to animals living longer and being treated for cancer and stuff like that, I actually specialise in euthanasia and palliative care in the home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it's really important. So most of my work now is spent helping people make the best decision for their best friend. And often people do need that help because, as your last caller said, it's one of the most difficult decisions some people ever have to make. And it's often not, that's often not realised by a lot of the community.
But as a vet, are there grey areas on when to put a dog down?
Oh, or? Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Look, it is a problem, and I've been a vet for 15 years, and I'm a vet's daughter, so I've got a long background in it. And yes, there are horrible cases where people just haven't been able to face it, or they haven't had the support or the counselling to make that decision.
So, how do you make the decision? I mean, here we have a situation where, we won't go too specifically in Barb's case, but the dog can only walk with a lot of assistance. It gets wheeled around a pusher, has pain-killing injections occasionally, has had cancer, got a fused spine and prolapsed discs. How do you make a decision that dog is happy or has a quality of life? Because there's two things, aren't there? There's pain and there's quality of life.
Well, that's right. Now, I think with Barb, without seeing her, and obviously each case is individual, Barb just sounded like her and Madeline have a very special bond. This is just how it sounded. It sounds like she's very sensible, and it sounds like she's got a really good support team around her. Sounds like Madeline's got a team of people looking after her. So I think what you need to do, you need to look at the practical things. Is the animal able to eat? Is the animal able to toilet? Yeah, walking's in there, but then you get into sort of less structured things like is the animal happy to see you? Is the animal enjoying walks and sniffing? And because, you know, when you get old, you do get a bit stiff and it's not... You don't run around, but you can enjoy your food.
Yes.
And you can enjoy a cuddle. Most people that I see anyway... really do have a good bond with their dog, and it sounds airy fair, and they are sceptical, but the dog will tell them.
No, it's not that. I'm just sceptical about a dog psychic.
I
don't doubt that people have a connection with their animals. What I'm worried about is people putting themselves at times ahead of the animal and saying, I can't bear to part with this animal because I love it so much, and then therefore not assessing the animal's state of health properly.
Absolutely. And that's why I do the work that I do now, and I think that the vets are becoming more and more needing to become aware of that and needing to counsel people more.
So you must put down a lot of animals, I do.
I do, yeah.
How do you handle it? Because I know vets who put down a dog and go for a 20-minute walk to recover.
Yeah, look, the way that I do it now is very different. I spent 10 years doing it in general practice, and in that situation it's very clinical. It's a 15-minute consult, and it's quite, you know, quick and quite abrupt, and you do the best you can, but sometimes it's not ideal. And I couldn't do it like that anymore. So what? That's why I've developed this service. I do what we did it when I was a child. My dad, as a child, it's at home, so the elderly animal doesn't need to go to the clinic and be stressed. They're able to stay in comfort at home, especially if they're immobile. And I use a lot of sedation before the actual final injection, and it actually can be very beautiful and peaceful and uplifting. Most of the time it is.
Yeah.
And it actually helps people through this time better. It actually helps them to make the decision and go ahead with it.
Oh, look, I take your point. I mean, I've done it myself. If it goes well, the animal just snuggles down, goes to sleep, and then it's dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, are you able to tell us your phone number, or is that advertising and you're allowed to do it?
No, I think No, I think that's okay these days.
Well, we won't tell anybody. What's the name of the business?
No. Tell everybody because I've heard so many people say, I wish I'd known about that, and okay. I wish I'd... And look, you know what the other thing is? Your own vet may actually do house calls.
Exactly. Yes. I know a number do. But what's your business? What do you call it?
Mine is called My Best Friend.
What's your phone number?
You can do a Google search on it, My Best Friend. My phone number is, and I have a website, so yep. I'll give you that. It's www.mybestfriendonline.com.au. Mm. And my phone number is 0422 953 441. And I'm very happy to have a chat with anyone.
0422 953 441. You got a dog?
Oh, yeah.
What sort?
An Australian Kelpie.
Oh, geez, you must be busy.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's my co-pilot, and she's with me all the time when I go to work. So sometimes if I come out and I'm feeling a little bit sad, well, Sally's there to give me a kiss. So that helps too.
Well, I don't know about vets kissing dogs.
Well, a pat then, Neil.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you very much for calling. My Best Friend is the... Okay, what Emma does as a vet is specialise in caring for dogs. Well, it's palliative care for dogs in the home and also euthanizing dogs in the home, which, when you think about it, if you've got a sick dog that's having trouble, not just dog, animal, having trouble getting around, it's going to traumatize the animal putting in the car and trying to get it to the vet and not come home. Thanks, Emma. I appreciate that. 0422 953 441. Emma and My Best Friend is the website.